Hold your horses. Hungary's Orbán shoots down NATO chief's claim that all members back Ukraine joining alliance. By Kurt Zindelka on April 22, 2023. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has seemingly shot down claims from NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg that all members agreed on the admission of Ukraine into the Western military alliance. Taking to his Twitter account on Friday, populist Prime Minister Viktor Orbán posted a short but potentially geopolitically significant message, simply writing, "What?" The post from Orbán was in reference to a news article citing comments from North Atlantic Treaty Organization (NATO) Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that the 31 member states were in agreement on allowing Ukraine to join the American-led military alliance. "I said in Kyiv yesterday that Ukraine's future is in the Euro-Atlantic family. And all NATO allies have agreed that Ukraine will become a NATO member," Stoltenberg said on Friday at the Ramstein Air Base in Germany. This was apparently news to the leader of Hungary, which is one of the member states of the alliance. Having joined in 1999, is entitled to a veto over any new admission into NATO. Joining NATO can be a difficult process, given that it requires the unanimous support of all members before a state can be admitted. Due to the collective defense agreement of the alliance that states an attack against one ally is considered as an attack against all allies and would therefore require all countries to go to war for another member, it can sometimes be a difficult sell to add more countries to the list. While Hungary ultimately supported the recent admission of Finland into NATO, it has been reticent to extend the same to neighboring Sweden, which has been a persistent critic of the conservative agenda of Budapest. Allowing Ukraine to join the alliance may be an even tougher sell for Orbán, who has been one of the few Western leaders to consistently call for peace talks between Moscow and Kyiv, and the admission of Ukraine into NATO would likely be a red line for Vladimir Putin, given that NATO expansion was a key justification for the so-called special military operation launched by Russia last year. Commenting on the state of the war in Ukraine last week, Mr. Orbán said that while the United States is an important ally and friend to Hungary, he said that his country will not be squeezed by the Biden administration into joining the war. He said that basic beliefs are the same between Hungary and America, such as the belief in peace and prosperity, freedom, a market economy and the values of Christianity. Yet, Orbán noted that the United States is a divided nation, including on the issue of Ukraine, with his longtime friend and political ally former President Donald Trump leading the calls for peace while the Biden administration seems intent on prolonging the proxy war with Russia. Noting his country's proximity to the conflict, the Hungarian leader warned of the potential ramifications of expanding the conflict beyond the borders of Ukraine, saying that if there is a world war, then there will be a nuclear war. "That's why we are on the side of peace, we want to stay there." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.